This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Well, Shime, if I'm correct, that walk-up would indicate that Baseball Brett has called the radio program?
That is correct, Greg.
I'm guessing not happy, like everybody else, with his Boston Red Sox. Morning, Brett.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Wiggy taking a little shrapnel from Will Middlebrooks over his lead this morning. I don't know if he caught that or not.
Well deserved.
Yeah.
I was right up with Wiggy, and Wiggy, I love you. I was right up with you, blaming Alex Cora on most things. But then you said, bring the infield in with two outs, and I just couldn't get behind that.
All right, let me ask you this. Were you all city in high school?
Three sports.
No. Was you all city in baseball? I was all city catcher.
He lettered. He just told you he lettered in three sports.
Yeah, but I just mean, lettering God. Doesn't mean anything. Anybody, you lettered in high school. Lettering means you just was on the team.
Greg was a tremendous rebounder.
Correct. Who are you placing this current situation? Who do you place most of the blame on?
Yeah, I would tell you, Alex Cora would take most of it for me. I don't think he's had a good year managing. At all. Not. He just made really curious moves. I thought Breslow gave him a really good roster at the start of the year. I think there were some flaws still there, but I think all teams are flawed. I don't think any team is perfect. I thought Breslow put them in a really good situation. I think Alex Cora's had a really, really poor year managing. I think he's done better with worse teams because I think there's more talent here. I was incredibly excited going into the year. I've become increasingly frustrated every game that goes on. And listening to your interview last Thursday, like Sam had to have said there's urgency probably three or four times during that interview. What have they done to create urgency? What has either the front office or Alex Cora, what urgency moves have they made to put themselves in a better spot?
None, right?
They have the number one prospect in baseball sitting in the minors. They have Trevor Story, who needs to, you know, not play, and they just keep rolling out the same exact roster without making moves. The only reason Marcelo Meyer's here is because Alex Bregman got hurt, and Alex Bregman had the same injury 3 or 4 years ago when he was out 58 games. With the stand down, no two injuries are the same, but that same quad injury or whatever it is, he was out 58 games. So, and he was your second best hitter, you know, the team, you know, team leader. So that hurts. And there's no urgency. They can make a couple moves and stay in it. But if they continue down this path, Greg, it's just going to get worse. Now they're now in fourth place, 7.5 out. And they're just digging themselves an incredible hole without much, you know, unless they make some urgency moves. I just feel like they're just going to keep rolling it out.
And so, your urgency, Brett, too, you could also talk about Crochet's last start, 85 pitches, the bullpen's totally and completely taxed, and you take him out. You know, everything about this season feels like it's like we'll just wait around. The Red Sox have the entire city to themselves for about another 2 months. Yeah. And they are squandering it.
That's the frustrating part. That is, you're 100% right. That's the frustrating part. And they are just squandering it, right? I mean, you have all eyes on you. The Celtics get knocked out. The Patriots are still kind of in a rebuild, but they don't start camp for another, you know, month and a half, 2 months. And you have the ability to do that run that they did where they went to the ALCS and they kind of got all the fans back in. They have that ability right now, and they're just not taking advantage of it.
Is there any chance? And now this is a wild card or one of those things you throw out there and see if it sticks. Is there any chance, Brett, that if they're in this position come the trade deadline, and it looks like they might be out of it, that the organization maybe says we move on from Cora, or because of the extension, are they kind of stuck to him?
Well, yeah, I think if a team president tells me they have urgency, I would definitely tell you that that would be on the table. But I'm not seeing any urgency, so I would tell you that I don't think that they do that, right?
Well, and they just did the deal. They just did the deal with him mid-season last year, so I don't think he's going anywhere.
But Chris has talked about this. Chris has talked about this for a couple years now, where they didn't have talent, so Alex Cora became the face of the organization, right? And that was last year. So during that time last year, I think fans would have revolted if they didn't do that and they let Alex Cora go, because he was considered, Greg, the face of the organization because they just didn't have a lot of talent, right? And I think Chris has spoke on that in the past, where what talent did they have? No, they have Alex Cora, and they kept rolling him out there to be like, you know, kind of the front-facing man of the organization. And I think if they didn't sign that contract then, or at the end of the year, I think they would have caught a lot of grief from the fans on that, right? But now they have talent, so something stinks. Something has to go wrong. Devers doesn't want to play first. Now can Devers play third base? That would open up Roman Anthony coming up and being an impact bat for you. Nope, can't do that. Okay, so now they're just kind of stuck. They have they have their DH, their former DH, sitting in no man's land, and they're paying him another $60 million. What's $14 million for Alex Cora? It doesn't count against the tax. It's just money.
Why is Alex Cora so mad about the graduation but seemingly okay with everything else? Like, I understand you're pissed that people say things about you and decisions you make off the field, but, like, he was far more enraged about people questioning his decision to miss the game than he's been after any of these losses.
It's exactly why LeBron was pissed at Stephen A. Smith. It's talking about you being a dad.
Your family.
Yeah.
And even Cora said it. Cora goes, listen.
Most one-run losses in Major League Baseball with 14. That is at the feet of the manager of the team.
Yep. All right, Brett.
Yeah. All right, Greg. Talk to you guys. Thanks.
All right. I wish the state of the franchise were better, but it's not.
Nope.
But you said, was it you who said, or Curtis asked the question, I guess, earlier? No, you did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many teams in this city would keep a manager who has finished last in three of the last four, or three of the last five, or what? Four of the last four, whatever it is.
Right.
Like, at some point, you have to ask if he's the real problem.
Right. And then Courtney brought up an even better piece than that, because she said not only is he still the manager, but they extended him.
Yeah, they extended him. But also, if you're John Henry and you're hearing that your players love him, and before I even say this, like what happened at the Liverpool parade was terrible, but John Henry and Linda are at the Liverpool parade enjoying a like a wonderful success for one of their other teams. So do they care? Like, do they care right now about the Red Sox record?
They do, because they went out, they signed Crochet, they gave him money, they got Bregman.
Yeah,
like,
no, I get they, it. With
he
you, but
did
I'm
his
saying,
job as an owner.
But I'm saying you're also keeping some players who love Alex Cora happy. So if you're John Henry, do you really care about wins or losses, or do you care about the people that you're paying millions of dollars, you know, being happy because you have other success in your life?
I think he cares about wins and losses. He's just not one of those face-forward type of owners.
Well, he is, because he went and spoke to Rafael Devers after Devers
spoke
out.
No, I'm saying, he re-signed Cora. He did everything you wanted. If you're a diehard, you know, Sox fan, he did everything you wanted to do. And he even, you know, brought Cora back, or extended Cora, who some people felt like, you know, that he was one of the better managers in baseball. So there's really no blame at his feet. I don't think there's any blame at Sam or Breslow's feet. It comes down to Cora with some of the decisions that he makes in game.
Yeah, and I think big reason we all celebrated, myself included, the Cora extension was that Cora, we thought, would have a bunch of options, and if he signed a new 3-year deal in the middle of the year, which was surprising to all of us at the time, it meant to me that they had given him assurances payroll-wise that they were going to invest. That Cora re-signing and extending meant the organization was going in a different direction. Well, and they did.
And they went and got the guy that he wanted.
Right.
Right. And so...
You know, and Alex Bregman.
But
so.
A guy that we all thought was embodied the fans' urgency to win has not resembled that at all this year. At all. He didn't want to talk to Devers about the move. He doesn't want to, you know, have Crochet on the mound over 85 pitches. He doesn't want to bring Mayer up or Roman Anthony until he's forced to. I agree with Wiggy 100% on this.
And we're sitting here talking about a game that you lost yesterday. And for all the baseball people out there, wannabe baseball people that are questioning me on where your third baseman should be, if your third baseman is in the right position, we might not be having this conversation. And that's pure in part because you decide to keep the guy back and play him further off of the grass. But what do I know?
Right. Middlebrooks is mad.
Now, what do I know? You lost, and everybody's telling me what he did was right. But you lost the game because of a play the third baseman could not make.
They need a Chick-fil-A party. Shime?
I'd be happy. Place the order, I'll deliver it.
Can we get
maybe half-eaten, but I'll deliver it.
I feel like we haven't finalized that reporting. We need to understand a little bit more.
My source is up and is seeing my messages and not responding.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Not a good source right there.
Oh, wait. No. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Keeping you on red.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Yikes.
Uh-oh.
Unfortunately, Shime knows it's me, and I took a bit of heat for it, so might have to wait on the other stuff for now.
Oh, wow. Well, so Shime knows who
the... You reached out to the source?
I took a wild guess as to who it was. Apparently, I was right.
Wow. Sullying the pool.
Wow. So,
look at that. Not so good of a source.
Seems like a great source.
Right.
Yeah, it seems like you reached out to your source and said, stop telling Courtney that I was closet eating at Chick-fil-A instead of eating at Trading Post Lounge.
Nope. I was asking, why are you making up rumors? That's what I asked. So I haven't gotten a response back, though. So Courtney got one before me.
So you got no response.
But clearly I was right.
Oh, this is fascinating.
Oh, I want to see what the response is back to Shime off of the why are you making up rumors.
Who, if anyone, was driving to Chick-fil-A?
It's very interesting.
Wow.
Very interesting.
How did you know who her source was?
Right.
I took a wild guess.
But based on what?
Based on the inner circle comment.
Mm. Oh.
There's one person that would do something like that.
And now that we're doing this, it was very interesting because the other thing that I had in my back pocket to confirm this source was what Shime now wants to pull out. Shime was talking to Greg about something coming up that he's going to grab, and it's what my source told me.
Oh, I see what he's saying.
Oh.
So he's trying
like
to get ahead. He's trying to get ahead of it.
Yeah.
Wait, there's a recording out there?
There's a recording. It has nothing to do with Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
It has something to do with one of Shime's other hobbies.
What does that have to do with this? They're completely unrelated.
Well, no, because my source... What? Was going to send me a recording of you.
Of me doing what?
So you don't want to give it up?
Yeah.
This is interesting.
This is
man,
juicy.
I mean, first the Mac Jones booing at the bowling event, then the Jeremy Swayman report, now this. Courtney, your track record is terrible.
Oh, I mean, the Mac Jones thing was real.
You
were
right
I stand
about,
by
about
that.
You were right about Mac Jones.
Yeah.
The boo birds were out.
Yeah.
Louder ovation for Zappy.
There was.
I love this show so much. Yeah. I have no idea who to believe at this moment.
I'm going 3 years ago to try to get me. Good one.
Well, we'll know.
I'm just saying, you have the track record of bad reporting.
I got a Swayman comment wrong. That's literally it.
I just named off three, but that's okay.
and two of them were right.
The
wrong.
Sam Kennedy being on the Celtics, I think, was wrong.
I'm pretty sure Sam has responded to those questions, I think I was spot on.
I'm pretty sure the Red Sox have come out, people have come out and said John Henry and Sam Kennedy was not involved.
That's what you sound like.
Sam did say, I mean,
Courtney, you can make fun of me all you want. Just because you're wrong doesn't mean... You know.
I think you're being very sensitive for somebody who's
not being
nothing
sensitive.
To hide.
You're the one that's being very defensive right now.
I'm not.
You're
being
just
defensive.
You're ad hominem arguments that I'm blah 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 blah.
Well, because you were fumbling your words, and when I fumble my words,
we need like an actual eyewitness. We need somebody who saw him in the parking lot housing a Chick-fil-A sandwich before he went into the trading.
Is there any way your source could give us the location?
Right. Yeah, I'll ask.
That would be.
The source is out of the inner circle. You gotta do a trust check on the people in your inner circle if they're informing Courtney of this kind of thing.
Right.
Well, I mean, look, I can. I may have to. Maybe I'll do a darkness retreat like Aaron Rodgers. I'll see clearly.
But he did text the source and say, what about the rumors? And the source hasn't got back to him.
I just got a DM from a random person. And it said, I have photo evidence of Scheim on Thursday. And it's this photo of Ben Stiller. And I thought it was going to be Scheim, and I just spat out my coffee.
You should have just posted that on Twitch first. And then, like, here's photo evidence of Scheim.
Mark Lowell, you're a funny man.
All right, so that's all we need to know. Courtney, see if your source can give us the location of the Chick-fil-A.
I just asked.
Then we'll know for sure.
Yeah.
That was great.
All right, it is 2 for Tuesday. If you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, and you have this morning's code word, you will win a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox and the Angels on June 2nd. So call now. 617-931-0937. Be the 9th caller, and you win Red Sox tickets. And that goes on all day today. Every hour, bottom of the hour, couple Red Sox tickets on a 2 for Tuesday at WEEI.